This is audio clip B for the Kingsbridge to Bokum Creek walk route. You're standing here in a classic Devon green lane, a leafy ribbon of living history. It's a throwback to a bygone age when every road in Devon would have looked much like this one. Devon has almost 10,000 miles of roads, the most of any county in the country, and when the time came for improvements, some byways missed out on the tarmac treatment. That's a blessing for us because it's left a network of forgotten routes where you can almost hear the footsteps of our ancestors and which are tranquil havens for wildlife. The field boundaries that evolved in Devon were thick earth banks topped with hedges, and they gave the lanes the feeling of being sunk into the soil. With erosion from feet and hooves and water over the centuries, many of these lanes really have sunk now, to the point where, like this one, they're scoured right to the bedrock. We shouldn't get too romantic about these old routes, because the state of Devon's roads in the days before modern road building was famously awful. With only earth underfoot, the lanes would become quagmires in winter, with carts and carriages struggling to make any progress at all through the mud bath. This is partly why the Salcombe-Kingsbridge estuary remained hugely important for transport until surprisingly recently. A well-made turnpike road was built to Salcombe in the 1820s, but away from the main routes it would be a long time before the lanes were improved, so it made sense to travel by water where possible. In fact, there was still enough demand to support a paddle steamer ferry between Kingsbridge and Salcombe right up to the 1930s.